This time on Culture File, I'm off to the contemporary art extravaganza EVA that's happening in venues around Limerick this summer. Google that stuff now. The stars of the fly-on-the-wall TV critics forum, Gogglebox, had just been introduced to the idea of diphalia when an immediate and familiar imperative followed. From the suburban city went up a cry of, Google that stuff now. Approximately. It's a call that came back to me many times on visits to this year's EVA exhibition in Limerick, the 36th, and this time curated by Egyptian-based Bassam El-Baroni under the title Agitationism. El-Baroni's theme is one he's taken from Immanuel Kant, but luckily we don't have to go into that now. Here, agitationism is a word to describe a feeling that things will never be the same again, and also that they haven't been in a long time, that things must change, and that they already have. But what to do? Well, Google that stuff. But why isn't EVA a big art exhibition, you ask your radio before noticing that someone in the car next to you is looking right at you? Isn't the stuff I'm supposed to be interested in, well, the art in the show? Well, yes, and slightly more firmly, no. This is hardly the first EVA of the search engine era, and it's certainly not the first time I can remember making my way from installation to video to film projection to photo collage to techno Bedouin tent to wall covered with email printouts, thinking to myself, must Google that stuff. But it's the first time I can remember thinking that that's kind of the idea here. Now, this isn't to say that technological art is the house special here. Indeed, in EVA 2014, the means are rather backgrounded, if anything, banalised to the levels of canvas and stretchers, subjugated as much as possible to the information. And the information, well, we'll get back to that in a minute, but the news isn't great. Well, maybe it is. In any case, the latest of the regular skirmishes that contemporary art has with solid objects that get bought and sold might just be played out here in an instruction to go look stuff up. Ireland's biennial of contemporary art read the signs dotted around Limerick for this year's EVA. And we can presume they mean the art biennial that happens in Ireland, for it's in the nature of these tenacious gatherings of artworks from the international scene that they are, give or take a canal or two, very movable feasts, which isn't even much of a problem in normal times, but right now doesn't matter at all. Ireland, like many other countries in Europe and beyond whose artists show up here, sways in an international current, a backwash of capital moving apparently disembodied through international networks, through fibre and copper, through air even, like an unstoppable ghost or a radioactive poison. And many, could we risk most, of the artists here want to talk to you about that. They have some information they'd like you to have, some clues, some search terms to get you started. As usual, EVA is spread over several venues, including, as usual, Limerick City Gallery, and this year the former Golden Vale Milk Plant, a campus of empty sheds and huts and a football field-sized goods yard. When I first arrive, it's the grimmest day on earth. Nobody is about, and as I move across the great industrial cloister with its unpromising entrances, figures drift across the yard, holding their hands above their head as though cowering from the rain's blows. Someone sets up a trestle table outdoors in the rain as though ready to process deportees, but in fact only distributes exhibition handouts. I walk through an open door into an apparently abandoned building, down a short corridor, and hesitate at the entrance of a dark room before stepping in. In there, it's a pleasant surprise to encounter some video rather than the battered and bleeding corpse tied to a chair that I'm half expecting. There's roaring rhetoric in one space and white noise torture in another. There are curtains from behind which more shouts come. Parrots feature in at least three exhibits. Must Google parrots meaning contemporary art. Top result. Bin Laden's parrot's blood fuel boom in Pakistan artists. Elsewhere, the late Irish artist Paddy Jolly's This Monkey is projected high into a warehouse space, displaying a platoon of monkeys casually devouring what appears to be human remains. Tom Flanagan and Megs Morley have a room to themselves for their three-channeled video work, which lambasts out of one doorway its collection of shouting heads offering familiar analysis of, and slightly less familiar solutions to, Ireland's bumpy noughties. It was the bad guys what did it. The piece really has more in common with Late Night with Vincent Brown than is entirely comfortable. Or maybe it's just that the similarities remind you you'd like to get comfortable. Flanagan and Morley's work, like Nicolene von Haaskamp's Yours in Solidarity, an epic projection of a hilariously tail-chasing and snippy meeting of a group of European anarchists of various ages and flavours, teem with information, strategies, nuggets on high-frequency trading, political and historical jumping-off points. But how exactly to consume or even experience this kind of time-based work is amazingly largely still unresolved. Sure, we can stand in these cold sheds watching long documentary works, but could we just as well, better even, consume them in some more usable fashion, somewhere where we could Google along? Even when the video is projected in the warmth and the dry of Limerick City Gallery, as is Amanda Beach's Final Machine, a 45-minute work that might be a video version of a zonked Thomas Pynchon novel, you can't help thinking, isn't there just a cable television channel I can flick on when I get home and watch this stuff? I would so get a subscription to that. That's hardly the point, you might say, except that it sort of is. At this year's EVA, there's a strong sense that what you see is somehow advertising for something else, a promo for elsewhere, a hint for what to do later, an agitation, a call to action, even if that action is to sit down and click. It is noticeable in this context that the work which seems most persuasive, that's certainly a term of approbation, comes from Greek artist Stefanos Sivopoulos. His History Zero, which is, as if to prove the portability of all this, a former Greek entry into the Venice Biennale, shares a mood and a feeling with a list of web favourites, and like any good bit of content, it has a bit to read and a cool video to watch. The work's largest component is the Archive of Alternative Currencies, a set of wooden panels spread about the mezzanine at Limerick City Gallery, which function like web pages, each detailing a different, entirely fascinating operation of a critical currency system, from a Japanese IOU system to zero-rupee notes designed to stifle corruption, to the Occupy Wall Street-inspired Rolling Jubilee, to the Depression-era hobo nickel, on which the homeless poor engraved on low-value coins in an attempt to fractionally increase their value. And if you want to know more. Sometimes you get the feeling that art, at least in the terms of that thing we're in the room with, is remote from what most interests the artists, and you could hardly blame them given the environment in which they make it. One graphic post on the walls at the Golden Vale plant wonders if it's possible to make art uninflected with the flows of capital within a system that's powered by the flows of capital. And the solution here seems to be to offer placeholder works, works that direct away from themselves and towards a more pressing, more dangerous content going on outside somewhere, everywhere. Seriously, though, Google that stuff. EVA runs at venues around Limerick until July 8th, eva.ie, for a starter portion of information.